Okay, God bless you all. This morning I want to jump in right off the bat and give you some quotes, okay? I'm going to see if you get the theme for this morning. Number one, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. I think we all said that when we were kids. What about this one? Be mindful when it comes to your words. A string of some that don't mean much to you may stick with someone else for a lifetime. Here's another one. Be careful with your words. Once they are said, they can only be forgiven, not forgotten. Words are free. It's how you use them that may cost you. One kind word can change someone's entire day. And here's one more. Good words are worth much and cost little. I trust you get the picture, right? You think words have power? Do you think words have an effect, good or bad? For better, for worse? Well, Jesus Christ, he said a couple of things, and we're going to start in Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 says, O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So this verse is part of a record where Jesus is conveying the principle that the words that people speak are a direct reveal of what's going on inside of them. For example, this verse suggests that good words come from cannot come from someone with evil in their heart. Jesus also said the same thing in a similar context in Luke chapter 6. Turn there, Luke chapter 6. And Luke chapter 6, verse 45 says, A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. And here it is, for of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. And in this particular verse, Jesus suggests that people can be judged by what they say and do because these things reveal what is inside of them, just like in Matthew chapter 12. Because many people love to just talk and talk and talk and talk. But whatever comes out of their mouth will directly affect them and not just those around them. In other words, you will directly face the consequences of your words, whether they are good or bad. And there are many exhortations on what our words should be like, but we want our words to be filled with Christ. We want our words to be filled with life, and yet it's so naturally easy to tear down instead of build up. But Jesus said, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know, there's another verse that says, what? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. On and on and on it goes. Okay, we're going to go to Proverbs, and we're kind of going to stay in Proverbs for the rest of the morning. Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs is such a wonderful book that is just jam-packed with wisdom and things that I think we should pay close attention to. For Proverbs 11, we're going to go to verse 12. He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. His what? His peace. Another translation says, evil words destroy one's friends. Wise discernment rescues the godly. Yeah, fascinating things we could learn from here. Verse 12 in Proverbs 11. I'm sorry, verse 9. I'm going to go backwards. I think that's what I meant to read. I meant to read verse 9 first and then verse 12. So we'll do that all over again. Verse 9 says, a hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Okay, here we go. Another translation that says, evil words destroys one friends, wise discernment rescues the godly. Okay, now I'm going to read verse 12 again. He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. I think there's another verse in Proverbs somewhere that says, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it until afterwards. Long story short, it might not be the best thing to just speak whatever comes to mind, right? Because the mind of a human can be a dangerous place, but it can also be a place of great wisdom and learning unto others. And that is why God is exhorting us to be careful with what we actually think, because your words start with the thought. Think before you speak would be a good way to put it. But many times people like to speak before they think. Yeah, so we need to be cautious about realizing the impact and the influence that our words have on other people, and especially the one body of believers. There's a powerful statement that's been thrown around from time to time, and how true it is. The ones who hurt Christians tend to be other Christians. Generally, it's not people from the outside. We almost expect anything and everything from other people, especially from someone who's not born again of God's Spirit. Because we're the ones that are the most sensitive to the opinions, accolades, appreciation, and words and thoughts of others. We've all been there. And here we go again with another verse somewhere in Proverbs that says, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. All right, Proverbs 11 still, and verse 17 says, the merciful man doth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. Have you ever been in a situation where you were around people that were just cruel or plain old mean? Happens all the time. And people are like this all over the place, and not just to each other, but others, but to other things as well, and I'll leave it at that. It's just not a good or godly characteristic. Okay, Proverbs 15. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Proverbs 15, verse 1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stirreth anger. Woo! Think about when you might have been in a situation where emotions were running high. We are naturally programmed to match those high emotional stakes. Time and time again. And somebody wants to pick a fight with you, well, guess what? Fight back even harder would be our naturally programmed response, now wouldn't it? But one of the best pieces of wisdom that I've ever gotten to this day is to do the opposite of what we're programmed to do, which is exactly what God's exhortation here in Proverbs 15 is. Because a gentle answer turns away wrath. Guess who the master of this is? Jesus Christ. There are so many times where he could have come down on people and got ticked off for different reasons, and could have really come down on people's cases, but we don't really see that kind of behavior coming from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But sadly, our day and age is filled with this kind of a thing. Everybody wants to stand up for their rights and who they are and other things of that nature. We've become a little hard, I would say, but yet here is the simple directive of the word. Okay, we're in Proverbs 15. Let's go to verse 4, which says, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit." You know, somebody once said, if only our tongues were made of glass, how much more careful would we be when we speak? I mean, here we are looking out for our valuable vases and, oh, lest we forget our phones when they fall to the ground. But we throw around our words like they're just a pile of leaves in the fall. We act as if our words don't have meaning. We act as if our words are nothing. But boy, they sure do. If you've ever cut yourself with a piece of broken glass, usually it'll heal up within a week or so, maybe a few days. You put a little Band-Aid on it, it then scabs over, and then it's like nothing ever happened. But someone's words that have had an effect on us can last a really, really long time, in some cases for the rest of our lives. Okay, Proverbs chapter 16. Just a page turn over. Proverbs 16, 24. "Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones." I think that says it all right there. Kind words are like honey. His kindness is always a good thing. Who can quote Ephesians 4:32? Who knows that one?
Be kind
one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as for Christ. Exactly. Okay, Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs 18, verse 4 says, "The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook." I think we're starting to get a feel of what God has to say about the words that we speak, huh? It's like I mentioned before, oftentimes we don't even think about what we say, we just talk. Our words just go wherever they want. Verse 20 in Proverbs 18. "A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled." That's exactly right. The right words on a person's lips brings satisfaction. The greatest way to edify somebody else is by the words that we speak. To think consciously about positive qualities that we see in others, it's really easy and quite natural to pick out weakness. But we love to hear positive affirmations and praise. Proverbs 20. Proverbs 20, verse 15. "There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel." Wise speech is rare and more valuable than gold or rubies. I think God has quite a few things to say about the words we speak, huh? Okay. One more here in Proverbs. Proverbs 25. Proverbs 25, 18. man that beareth false witness against his neighbor is a maul and a sword and a sharp arrow. Such practical wisdom that Proverbs provides us, because we're all enthralled in day-by-day living with different situations at work, in relationships, and maybe even with one another. But I wanted to read a short story this morning that I feel will bless you, and it's simply called The Power of Words. Taming the tongue begins with controlling your emotions and allowing God to fill you up with His love. We had just experienced a wonderful service at Eagle Mountain International Church in Fort Worth, Texas, about the power of words, and as we loaded the girls into our SUV, they were already fussing at each other. I tried to ignore their bickering, still replaying Pastor George's message in my head and heart. We hadn't taken the girls to children's service that morning, electing to let them stay in big service with us. I thought they had just been coloring and playing dolls during church, but I soon discovered they had actually been listening. "You're a stupid head," 6-year-old Abby said to her little sister. "Allie is a stupid head." But just as I was about to intervene, Allie blurted out, "Mom, Abby is making bad confessions over me." Jeff and I both tried to choke back laughter at the very accurate comment. Our little 4-year-old understood the words that day, and she didn't want her big sister saying anything negative about her. Apparently, Pastor George's message had made an impact on little Allison as well. Proverbs 18:21 says the tongue holds the power of life and death. The scriptures also say that the tongue, though it is a small part of the human body, can make great boasts and cause immense damage. If you've ever been on the receiving end of hurtful words, you know the truth of that. Words both challenge and change us. Words deeply affect us. An unruly and unkind tongue can wound us, explains Paul Davis, minister and author of Breakthrough for a Broken Heart. That being said, anything spoken to you contrary to the Word of God can be discarded as you renew your mind according to Scripture. That's what I've had to do when hurtful words have been said to me. And that's what you'll have to do if you're stinging from cutting comments. We need to learn to combat negative words with God's word. If someone says, "You're a loser, you will never amount to anything," don't think on those untruths. Instead, remind yourself what God says about you. He says, "You are the head and not the tail. You are an overcomer. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength." Others' words can deeply affect us, but our words can also deeply affect others. What are you saying to your family, friends, co-workers, and acquaintances? Do you build up with your words, or do you tear down? Taming the tongue begins with controlling your emotions, allowing God to fill you up with His love, because our words essentially are an overflow of what lives in our hearts. If your heart is full of peace, joy, contentment, grace, and self-control, then your mouth will be full of the same. Practice building up the people in your life this week. Here are a few phrases to get you started. "You make my life happier just by being in it. I love you, and I believe in you. You have special qualities that no one else has. You can do it. You are a gift from God. I am so thankful for you. You are a bright spot in my life." Take every opportunity to use your words to encourage and uplift the people you encounter each day. And don't think it's okay to say ugly things to others. It's never okay. And to quote Abby, that makes you a stupid head. So don't be a stupid head. Be an encourager instead.
The irony.
That's right. You know, isn't that cute? Isn't that sweet?
Was that all a poem?
That was just an article that I found.
Oh.
A story.
Was there a poem that you picked up?
No, that was it. That's okay. But you know, there's a real strong exhortation from God Himself to confess the Word. The darkness comes, evil thoughts come, things that are being said and whispered to you, such as you're no good, you'll never get healed, or you're not worthy of this or that. The list goes on and on. But these are things that really go on inside people's minds. So I have two choices. Either I can entertain and act upon those words, which does happen quite often, or I can confess that I have been delivered from the power of evil and darkness and brought into the kingdom of Christ. Keep saying words like this to yourself, and you'll begin to notice a change. After all, do you think you can be in the kingdom of God and in the clutches of the enemy at the same time? I wouldn't think so. But we are in the kingdom of God. We are more than conquerors. Notice there is nothing in the Word that says anything about how we may feel at times. It just states words of truth. The words that we speak and the words that we retain in our hearts and minds are very important. Because throughout God's Word, as we just read, we see many, many records that speak to the power of words and how impactful they are, either in a positive or a negative way. So if we can learn to speak words that are in agreement with what God says, then we can expect to see the promises of God become more living and real in our daily lives. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you for that tremendous word that you've breathed yourself so that we can have endless promises to look at. The realities that we live are also in your word, Father. So that when we're feeling distraught, when we're feeling defeated, when we're feeling overwhelmed, anxious, stressed, whatever the case may be, Father, your word speaks the truth. And it's the words in that word, Father, that really make the difference in our lives. So once again, I pray for each heart in attendance this morning, that we're all just inspired and just encouraged by your words, Father. And it's in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ I pray. Amen.
Amen.